What's the secret to a happy life? For the answer, join us in Madrid from Thursday the 27th to Saturday the 29th of June for Monocle's 5th annual Quality of Life Conference. Head to conference.monocle.com for all the details and to buy your ticket. Monocle, keeping an eye and an ear on the world.
You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Sarah and Molly Sheridan are the mother and daughter team behind Reek Perfume, an Edinburgh-based company launched in 2016, creating scents that celebrate women and Scottish heritage. Sarah is a historical novelist and Molly is a makeup artist. And together, in collaboration with award-winning perfumer Sarah McCartney, they've created a line of scents which not only tell a great story, but challenge the norms of the beauty industry. The vegan hand-poured perfumes honor Jacobite women in particular, and are based on scents hundreds of years old. Here's Molly Sheridan now with the story of Reek.
The light bulb moment for Reek came from my mother, the other co-founder of Reek, who's called Sarah. And she's a female historian, and she really wanted to memorialize women through scent. She specializes in female history, and a lot of women's stories get completely forgotten. And she wanted to find a way to stop that happening going forward. And we decided to do that together through a perfume. I am a makeup artist by trade, so I have a lot of experience in the beauty industry, and we really wanted to challenge the way that women are represented in beauty advertising. And all these different ideas came together, and we decided that scent was the perfect way to go about that. So the woman that we've memorialized through Perfume with Reek Perfume is, the first woman are the Damn Rebel Bitches, which are the women of the Jacobite uprising. And they were famously fierce and unapologetic. In Scotland, we have a word to describe them, which would be gallus. For example, one of them snuck her husband out of the Tower of London dressed in drag, as a good example of how insane they were. And they actually changed a lot of the laws in favor of women. And our second scent is memorializing witches. We find that witchcraft is this really interesting, I mean, it's a very misogynistic issue, but it's something that really ties different cultures together and also different times together. You know, witchcraft, especially in Scotland, really had its time, and it's still going on in places like Africa and India, and it's very much prosecuting towards women. How we compose the different scents at Reek, we work with perfumers or noses, which is a really interesting job because they're completely uncredited in all their industries. You get noses that work in whiskey, wine and perfume, and most of them are female in all these industries. So we collaborated with a nose called Sarah McCartney, and together we sort of played around with scents and using ingredients and materials that these women would have all had in their real lives. So for the first scent, Damn Rebel Bitches, we used the heart, which is hazelnut, which is a huge part of their diet. We mixed in clary sage and pink peppercorns. We wanted to use malts because famously women around that time made beer. So we tried to get in all the different elements of their lives and put them together without making it smell awful. And that's much the same with witches. We tried to get different elements of witchcraft from all over the world and bring it together in the scent. At Reek Perfume, we're a gender equality company. We started off being a feminist fragrance, but we realized that that didn't include everybody that we wanted it to be. We decided to call ourselves gender fluid. And scent's one of these amazing things that it doesn't make any sense for it to have a gender or to be female or male. You find that a lot of the scents that women wear are directed to men liking them more and vice versa. And our perfumes are unstabilized. So they actually mix with the hormones and the oils in your skin to change to your own scent. I think anything unstabilized is much easier to make gender fluid because it actually makes it individual to that person, however they see their own gender or themselves. Most scents and perfumes that you buy on the market are stabilized, and this means that they smell the same on paper, skin and cotton. And really good artisan, especially hand-mixed, hand-poured perfume is unstabilized. So it mixes in with your natural oils, it mixes in with your natural pheromones, and it changes smell. So you'll find that, for example, citrus on women can smell really, really sweet, and on men tends to go to be a lot more bitter, depending on their pheromones. Reed Perfume's based in Scotland, and that's something we're really proud of. I see Scotland as a very international platform. I've never seen it as a closed market, per se. There's a lot of amazing creatives and brands and companies that are based in Scotland that hide that that's where they're from. So we've tried to be very transparent about that and about the creatives that we use. But it's always been a mystery to me why Scotland is seen as, like I was saying, like it's seen as a closed market when it's madly international. I'm a freelance makeup artist and I work all around Europe on films and commercials and live events, and on every single crew I'm on, there's a huge proportion of Scottish people. We're really all over the world. And there's this idea in Scotland that you have to leave to make a success of yourself. So whether that's you as an individual or your brand, you know, there's some brands that very famously took off of Scotland from their labelling, from their advertising, and their sales immediately doubled. You know, there's all these kind of stories. And I think that's slowly changing. It's slowly changing over time, especially in the last couple of years. We feel like it's a much more international platform. But I think that there's a lot of people that judge Scotland and judge the industry there before actually coming up and seeing the quality, especially of the creatives. All of our campaigns and imagery are completely unretouched. We don't retouch anything. We use natural light, we don't use any lighting, and we do open casting. So when we're doing a campaign, we put out a advert and we see who turns up. Our oldest model that we've used is 82, and our youngest is a puppy called Boris, who is 8 months. For me, it's really important to challenge the beauty industry and the standard of advertising, the way women are represented in beauty advertising. There's a lot of different issues with it. I'll start off with retouching, and that the aesthetic that we put out is completely unattainable for even the most beautiful, young, healthy people, which I think is detrimental to women and to men, but particularly to women. The second one would be race. We do not represent race very well, and I come from a background in fashion, and I see that horrifically so working on commercials and campaigns. If you are working with a production team, they have to fight for it not to be a white girl under 25, normally a size 8. And that's something we really wanted to challenge and celebrate, and not do it because it's a novelty and not do it because it's like, oh, we're so edgy, but just to be like, this is our responsibility to represent loads of different people because it looks great and it works in our favour. So Reed Perfume is me and my mum. She is a historical writer and I'm a makeup artist. She loves history and I love pop. So we're kind of at complete opposite ends to each other. And some days it's brilliant, and some days it's awful. It's always honest. But I think it's something that I really appreciate. My family all come from lots of different family businesses, and a lot of them are run by men. So I really enjoy being able to do something with my mum that really matters to both of us. It's something that we really are passionate about in our own lives as well as in our careers. And we get to exercise. You know, my mum is constantly researching amazing women that have been forgotten by history. And this is a way that she can tell the world about them, which she loves. We'd love to see Reek Perfume just keep challenging the beauty industry, especially perfume. We were called a Marmite brand last year, which I really enjoyed, because for everyone that hates Marmite, there's someone that loves it. So I'd like to keep being a Marmite brand and keep challenging people. It can feel so lonely to not feel like the way you look is beautiful, and to see someone else represented like that and see how beautiful it is, I think is really great for people. And we've seen, you know, for example, we've seen a lot of photographers and brands take inspiration from Reek, and so I'd like to keep it going.
That's all the time we have on today's show. Thank you to Molly Sheridan for coming in to share the story of Reek. Thank you as well to Alex Port Felix, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.